Blog Talk Radio.
Glory to God, glory to God. We want to praise him and worship him on this evening. Glory to God. Welcome, ladies, to Women Bible Talk or Bible Study. Glory to God. As we continue our study on women in the Bible, glory to God. What I want to do on today, I want to revisit Esther, glory to God, because her story is so profound. It's so significant, glory to God, because it deals with preparation, glory to God. Want to revisit the story of Esther because it deals with preparation, glory to God. So that's what I want to do on this afternoon, this evening. For some places, it's morning. Glory to God. We give God praise. We give him glory, and we give him honor on today. For truly, God is great, and he is greatly to be praised. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What we're going to do is we're going to listen to a praise and worship song. Glory to God. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. We praise your name, God. We give you glory. We give you honor on today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Esther, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We give God the praise and we give him glory and honor on today. Glory to God. That was just a short story song entitled about Esther. Glory to God. And as I stated today, we want to revisit Esther because one of the things that is so significant about Esther is the fact that she is the story of her, not just her saving her people, but at the same time, she had to go through a preparation stage, glory to God, to become queen, glory to God, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. How many know the story of Esther, glory to God, on how she had to prepare, they had to prepare herself to become queen, glory to God, because we know what happened to Vashti when the king called Vashti in. She didn't want to go in. She adorned herself, her and her maidens, and she decided to sit it out. And so they got rid of her. And so he put a decree out throughout the land to call forth another queen, to call forth the women, the maidens in the land, were brought forth, and they were taken through a purification session, and Queen Azusha fell in love with Esther, to God, and she found favor in the heart of the king, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. So we're going to go over Queen Esther once again. Who is Esther? Who is she? Glory to God. We're going to talk about the king's banquet, what went wrong, glory to God. We also will talk about glory to God, hallelujah. Esther prepares, and it works, glory to God. Esther and Mordecai, so we want to talk about those things on today, glory to God. But first, let us go into prayer. God, I thank you for bringing us here today. I do not take it lightly, Lord God. If I come before you, humbling myself with a heart of repentance, bounded to be God, asking for forgiveness, I've done anything known or unknowing. I cancel every curse, hex, or extra spell, every spiritual wickedness in high places, demonic activity, prince of Persia, principalities, rules of darkness, every imp, in the name of Jesus. And I cast them into the abyss from once they came, in the name of Jesus. I cancel every spirit, witch, warlock, priest, psychic medium, necromancer, witch doctor, voodoo doctor, those that cast spells and charmers, enchanters, spellcasters, those that astral plane, astral project, I cancel that assignment on today. In the name of Jesus, I render prayers, I confuse the language. In the name of Jesus, I cancel every assignment, that spirit of backlash, retaliation, vindication, deceit, and deception, spirits of torture, torment, spirits of manipulation. In the name of Jesus, chaos and confusion. In the name of Jesus, lust, bestiality, homosexuality, incest, perversion, bestiality. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, thank you, God. Adultery, in the name of Jesus, slothfulness, gluttony, malice, mischief, mayhem, hatred, pride, greed, enviness, madness, vengeance and violence and war and rage, murder, suicide, resentment, rejection, unforgiveness, bitterness, hatred, in the name of Jesus. I cancel those assignments on today in the name of Jesus. I render powerless, I confuse the language in the name of Jesus. I bind up every diabolical plot and plan of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, I cancel the assignment on today. In the name of Jesus, I render powerless, I confuse the language in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for your unmerited favor, your grace, your mercy, your loving kindness that follows us all the days of our life. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for your dunamis power. I thank you for your consuming fire that's moving across the land, that's lighting up everything that is unclean, ungodly, unholy, that's abominable to your eyesight, ear, gates, and nostrils. God, I thank you for your angels that you're assigned to life to search, protect, and to cover us and to fight and war on our behalf. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you right now, God, for keeping us and covering us and protecting us from hurt, harm, and danger, from the snares and the tares and the wiles of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, God, I pray for the sick and the shut-in. I pray for those that are going through in their body with sicknesses, illnesses, and disease, infirmities. I declare and I decree uncommon health and healing, miracles of healing to fall upon their body on today. In the name of Jesus, I pray for those that are in mourning. I thank you for peace that suppresses our understanding. I thank you for comfort in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you that we can rest our head in your bosom in the name of Jesus. God, I pray for the governmental world leaders. I pray for the governmental system. I pray for the economical system. I pray for the housing system. I pray for the financial system. I pray for the educational system. I pray for the healthcare system. In the name of Jesus, I pray for this earth and the inhabitants of this earth. I pray for North America, South America, Canada. In the name of Jesus, all seven continents and every nation. In the name of Jesus, I continue to pray for Israel and Jerusalem. In the name of Jesus, and Tel Aviv. In the name of Jesus, those areas in the Middle East. In the name of Jesus, and I thank you and I praise you for such a time as this. And I pray for those women that are here on today. I pray for their families. I pray for their children, their grandchildren, their husband, in the name of Jesus. I pray right now, God, that you touch them from the crown of their head to the bottom of their feet, Lord God, for moving on their behalf on today. I thank you for opening doors that no man can close, and I thank you for closing doors that no man can shut. I thank you for signs, miracles, and wonders. I thank you for blessings, miracles, in the name of Jesus, the overflow in the name of Jesus. And I thank you as I seal this prayer with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we say amen. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to read Esther, the second chapter, verses 1 to 23. Glory to God. Esther, glory to God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bear with us. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We're going to go to the book of Esther, the second chapter, verses 1 to 23. And as I said, I want to welcome all the ladies on this afternoon, this evening, this morning. For some places, it is the morning time. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. And we want to welcome to our women's Bible talk, Bible study on today. Glory to God as we continue our study on women in the Bible. Glory to God in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. And we are revisiting Esther. Glory to God. And the reason why we are revisiting Esther once again is because Esther not only talks about how she saved her people from being slaughtered by Haman because of his hatred for the children of Israel, glory to God, and his hatred because of what happened to his family in the name of Jesus when all the Amalekites was killed by King Saul, glory to God. But we're going to not touch on that part a little bit later on, but we want to touch on the part where she had to go through a purification, glory to God, to become queen, to be called Queen Esther, glory to God. But many of y'all don't know that before she became, her name was Esther, her name was, glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Her name had changed, glory to God, from Hadassah to Esther. Her Mordecai had told her to change her name to conceal her identity because first her name was Hadassah. Glory to God. So Esther, the second chapter, verses 1 through 21, and I'm going to read from the NIV. And it says, later when King Agdushas' fury had subsided, he remembered Vashti and what she had done and what he had decreed about her. Then the king's personal attendants proposed, let a search be made for a beautiful young virgin for the king. Let the king appoint commissioners in every province of his realm to bring all these beautiful young women into the harem at the cathedral of Susa. Let them be placed under the care of Haggai, the king's eunuch, who is in charge of the women. And let beauty treatments be given to them. See, it was a process that the women had to go through. And it wasn't like a one-month process, two-month process. No, they had to go through this process for a year. Then let the young women who please the king be queen instead of Vashti. This advice appealed to the king, and he followed it. Now, there was in the cathedral of Susa a Jew of a tribe of Benjamin named Mordecai, son of Jair, the son of Simeon, the son of Kish.
who had been carried into exile from Jerusalem by Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, among those taken captive with Jehoiachin, king of Judah. Mordecai had a cousin named Hadassah, whom he had brought up because she had neither father nor mother. This young woman, who was also known as Esther, had a lovely figure and was beautiful. Mordecai had taken her as his own daughter when her father and mother died. When the king's order proclaimed, many young women were brought to the cathedral of Susa and put under the care of Haggai. Esther also was taken to the king's palace and entrusted to Haggai, who had charge of the harem. She pleased him and won his favor. Immediately, he provided her with her beauty treatments and special food. He assigned to her 7 female attendants selected from the king's palace and moved her and her attendants into the best palace place in harem. Esther had not revealed her nationality and family background because Mordecai had forbidden her to do so. Every day he walked back and forth near the courtyard of the harem to find out how Esther was and what was happening to her. Before a young woman's turn came to go to the king at Susa, she had to complete 12 months of beauty treatments prescribed for the women, 6 months with oil of myrrh and 6 months perfumes and cosmetics. See, this is why I wanted to revisit the story about Esther, because she had to go through a purification process before she could even become queen, before she could even become be chosen to present herself before the king. Glory to God. And this is what many of us women in the body of Christ, glory to God, that God wants to take us to a purification process. God, his desire is to prepare us for the one that he has for us. You know, those of you all that desire to be married, and even those that you may be married, glory to God, there still needs to be a purification process for yourself. Maybe you're dealing with something that you have not told your husband, something that happened to you long time ago, and God wants to prepare you. He wants to purify you. That means he wants to heal you of your past. See, purification don't just mean, okay, let me purify your soul or purify your skin and your face and all that stuff or the impurities. But most of the time, purification comes with purifying your soul, purifying your mindset. So this is why I want to revisit Esther, because it deals with the purification that they had to go through for a whole year, glory to God. And some of us are in that stage of purification where God is purifying us, of our past, purifying us and purging us of hurt and pain and things that we should have been gotten over a long time ago, especially those that have a desire to be married, glory to God. You don't want to be presented to your husband or your soon-to-be husband, and that's something you like Vesta, Queen Vesta, glory to God. So you want to be right in the eyesight, not only before God, but also your husband as well, because you don't want to take baggage to your husband, because your husband-to-be is not bringing you baggage. So God wants to purify you, take you through this purification process. No, I'm not saying that the purification process is going to take a year, 2 years, 3 years. No, the purification process for you, is it may be different from somebody else. Maybe God needs to purify you for a whole week. Maybe you need to go through a purging for 2 months, 3 months, however long that God says you need to be purified. See, Queen Esther and the other maidens that was taken because King Xerxes was looking for a wife, per se, they had to go through a whole year of purification, 6 months with oils and the rest of 6 months with perfumes and cosmetics. So they had to be adorned. They had to take baths in oil, and their skin had to be purified and different things like that. Their hair had to be purified, and, you know, they had to be presentable, glory to God. And this is how she would go to the king. I'm on verse 13. Anything she wanted was given her to take with her from the harem to the king's palace. In the evening, she will go there, and in the morning return to another part of the harem to the care of Shehazgaz, the king's eunuch, who was in the charge of the concubines. She would not return to the king's unless he was pleased with her and summoned her by name. When the turn came for Esther, the young woman Mordecai had adopted, the daughter of his Abihail, to go to the king, she asked for nothing other than that what Haggai, the king eunuch, who was in charge of the harem, suggested. And Esther won the favor and everyone who saw her. She was taken to King Xerxes in the royal residence in the 10th month, in the month of Tibius, in the 7th year of his reign. Now the king was attracted to Esther more than he to any of the other women, and she won his favor and approval more than any of the other virgins. So he set a royal crown on her head and made her queen instead of Vashti. And the king gave a great banquet, Esther's banquet, for all his noble and officials. He proclaimed a holiday throughout the province and distributed gifts with royal liberty. When the virgins were assembled a second time, Mordecai was sitting at the king's gate. But Esther had kept secret her family background and nationality, just as Mordecai had told her to do. But she continued to follow Mordecai's instructions, as she had done when he was bringing her up. During the time, Mordecai was treacherous to the king's officers who guarded the doorway, became angry and conspired to assassinate King Xerxes. And we just got finished reading Esther, the second chapter, verses 1 through 21. Glory to God. And you can go and read the whole entire story of, you know, on beyond 21, where it talks about Mordecai uncovers a conspiracy of assassination. And then, so what we're talking about is Esther on today. We're revisiting the story of Esther because one part of her story deals with the purification, and the second half of her story deals with her saving her people. Glory to God. So she had to conceal her identity. She had to conceal that she was a Jew. She had to conceal her nationality. She had to conceal that her name wasn't even Esther. Her name was Hadassah in the first place, but Mordecai suggested she change her name and conceal her identity. Glory to God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So who was Esther? Glory to God. So we know that Esther was Mordecai's cousin, because Mordecai was Esther's uncle. Also, Mordecai also was an official as well in the king's palace after he uncovered the assassination that was set forth by King Xerxes. We also know that Esther was Jewish. She was Hebrew, and she had to hide her identity. And we also know that she had to save her people from Haman because of his madness. He wanted to kill them because his family was murdered, the Amalekites. Glory to God. So it was a national search for another virgin young girl to become queen, because Vashti, she went against King Xerxes. She didn't even want to go into the court. She wanted to adorn herself and have a party all by herself. So Esther had to prepare. She had to prepare herself, like God wants to prepare us women, not just for those of you all that are single, not just for your husband, but those of you all that are married. He wants to prepare you as well. And let's put aside, okay, I'm married, I'm not married. Let's put that aside. Because right now we're dealing with the purification. We're dealing with the purging and the purity of our hearts, mind, bodies, and soul. You know, the women have to go through a year purification process. 6 months they have to adorn themselves in myrrh, the other 6 months in perfumes and cosmetics, as the scripture says. Now, God wants us to purify ourselves. He say 1, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, I want you to do this. He might say, okay, 2 days, I want you to do a purging. I don't want you to eat nothing but fruit. And then the next two days, I don't want you to eat nothing but vegetables. And you may be saying, God, why do you want me to eat fruits this day, fruits, vegetables this day? Because God wants to purge you. He wants to purify you on the inside. Maybe there's something going on with your woman part, and God is telling you to do that to heal that thing that is going on with your woman parts, glory to God. Because we don't know, glory to God, but God knows. Maybe you have been dealing with a depression lately. Glory to God. And God wants to purify you and heal you from that depression. So God wants to take you through a process of purification, glory to God, of preparation, of healing and overcoming and beating that depression. See, we don't even know why God comes to us certain times throughout the day, throughout the week, throughout the month. And he said, okay, I want to prepare you. I want to purify you. I want to take you through this purging because I have something is coming down the line, and you're going to have to be prepared for it. So he wants to purify us. He wants to prepare us. He wants to take you through a purification process. That means the purification process gets rid of all the toxins in your body. Glory to God. And sometimes it could not only be in your body. Sometimes a preparation could be purging you from the toxicity in your mindset, because God needs your mindset to come back to him. Glory to God. We're talking about Esther, and we're dealing with the purification process that Esther had to go through before she became queen. Remember, we know that she was called Hadassah because that's her Hebrew name. But in order for her to go in, even present herself before the king, Mordecai, her uncle, had told her, change the name and tell him your name is Esther, but I need you to conceal your identity. So sometimes God will have us to, sometimes some things will be concealed just to save us. But we got to go through the process. And then when you come out of the process, then the identity that you have been concealing can begin to open up, because later on she had to uncover what she was concealing and hiding. That's why she entered into the king court when she was not summoned, because Mordecai had charged her and urged her and cursed her. You got to save our people, Esther, because if you don't, Haman going to kill us all. So we got to go through this process because something is coming down the line. We got to prepare ourselves as women of the Most High God, as daughters of the King, glory to God. We got to prepare our hearts. We got to prepare our minds. We got to prepare our bodies. We got to prepare us, glory to God. We as women, we are nurturers. So God is saying, okay, I need you to nurture my people. I need you to nurture my sons and my daughters, because we are mothers, glory to God, we are nurturers. So let me purge you. Let me prepare you. Let me purge you, because I need you to nurture a group of people. I need you to nurture these group of women. I need you to nurture these people over here and this group over here. But before I allow you to nurture them, I need to prepare you, glory to God, to handle them. So let me do 6 months of purification with your mind, and then 6 months of purification with your soul, glory to God. So it becomes a cleansing in your mind and your body. Glory to God. We're talking about Esther, glory to God, because we're revisiting the part that talks about when Esther had to go through the purification process over in Esther, the second chapter, verses 1 to 21. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We give God glory, honor on today, for truly God is great, and he is greatly to be praised. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. This is why we're revisiting the story of Esther. Glory to God. What is the main story, the main theme about Esther? We're gonna keep continue on Esther because we wanna touch on this purification. But when we come back on Thursday, we're gonna touch in how after the purification, how she became Queen Esther and how she had to save her people. See, let God be your ruler. Esther's story was a political type of story, kind of showing the danger of giving absolute power to someone who might be a fool. Right living. The book of Esther was written, it talks about wisdom, the act of courage, wisdom, and integrity, because Esther had the act of courage, stand up against Haman. She had to stand up against Haman. Esther's name means hidden. Her Jewish identity was hidden from the king. Esther's Jewish name is Hadassah, means myrtle, a tree whose leaves release their fragrance when crushed. So this is the part one of the story of Esther. She was a young maiden living with her cousin Mordecai. He was raising her as his own daughter. Then there, King Xerxes and Vashti, he was giving a banquet, and he summoned Queen Vashti to come in for the banquet. Queen Vashti did not want to come in. So all the rulers in the land had told King Xerxes, this look good. This don't look good, man. She makes you look like a fool, man. Can you imagine what they were saying and questions? Whispering in each other's ears, saying, oh, you know, quit, stop, not coming into the king's court. He summoned her, and she decided not to come. She behaved haughty. Vashti behaved haughty. Vashti may have been, thought she was being treated as a concubine rather than a wife of a queen, wife and a queen. We don't know. But she did not come when she was summoned. She stayed. Seventh day, when the king was merry with wine, he commanded the seven eunuchs who attended him to bring Queen Vashti before the king, wearing the royal crown in order to show the people and the officials her beauty. For she was fair to behold. But Queen Vashti refused to come. At this, the king was enraged, and his anger burnt within him. That's Esther, the first chapter, verses 1 to 22. So you can imagine what took place, what was said. She was banished. We're revisiting Queen Vashti. I mean, Queen Esther on today. I'm sorry. We're talking about Esther on today. Who is she? Who was she? And what is so significant about Esther? What is her story? What does she do? What does she do? It's so significant. We talked about the first half. Now when we come back on Thursday, we're going to talk about the significance of who she was and what her purpose was. So, as God is preparing us as women, as daughters of the Most High God, he is purging us. He is prepping us, glory to God. He is preparing us for something greater, glory to God. Hallelujah. Something far beyond our thinking, our thought process, glory to God. Because the word says, eyes have not met, ears have not heard, eyes have not seen, glory to God. So God prepared Esther something greater. And what was Esther's purpose? Her main purpose was to save her people. So you can, as you go into prayer,
and spend time with the Lord, glory to God, you can begin to ask God, God, what is my purpose? What is the main purpose? Why am I here? How come you put me in this place? God, I know you are preparing and preparing me for something greater than what I think of my thought process. So, God, I need you to show me. And God will begin to show you. As you begin to allow God to prepare you and allow God to purge you each and every day, your vision, your eyesight will become, your vision will become clearer and clearer as God prepare you and purge you so that you can see the greater purpose that God has for you to do in this hour. Glory to God. I am Prophetess Sherita Berry. Ladies, I thank you for joining us on today. Don't forget to join us on Thursday at 4 p.m. Glory to God, Central Standard Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And as we continue on Esther, when we come back on Thursday, we're going to talk about what was her real purpose. Glory to God. Remember, go and read Esther, the first and second chapter. Or you can read the whole entire story, the whole entire book of Esther when we come back, because we're going to talk about it. And we're going to dive deep in it. Glory to God. I'm Apostle Prophet Sherita Berry. Thank you for joining us. If you have a prayer request, you can email SheritaBerryMinistries@outlook.com. SheritaBerryMinistries@outlook.com. Be blessed of the Lord.
I pray that you have been blessed by today's message. If you have a prayer request, you can email SheritaBerryMinistries@outlook.com. SheritaBerryMinistries@outlook.com. Or you can reach us by calling 641-715-3900, extension 884230#. Know that God loves you unconditionally. Know that we are so excited for your future. May God richly bless you and your household. Be blessed.